The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you? How's everything?
Everything's okay. You know, we are rip-roaring. I mean, dude, we're halfway through October. It's amazing to me. It's just, what are we, 3 weeks away from the election?
3 weeks to the election, 2 weeks to Halloween.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable how fast this is just going by. And, you know, a lot of us just want to put this year behind us.
It's been a crazy year, you know, and it still seems like we're on that path. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I think the big thing now as far as markets and everything go, Doug, we're in earnings season. And
certainly has been some blast off earnings, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there seems to be a recovery going on, and you know, and I guess the whole big thing with the markets and all is, you know, markets have been kind of, I'm going to say, sideways. I mean, I think we had a pretty strong down month in September, and then we had to bounce back right off of that, and then this week, you know, drifting a little bit lower. But overall, though, when you probably retrace back, it's basically a sideways movement, I think.
I think it's a typical market into an election cycle. You know what I'm saying, Mike? The way that it's behaving here a little bit. And yeah, we got some really good earnings, but you know, I'm still expecting there's going to be some clunkers out there. There just has to be with, you know, everything that's going on. I mean, yeah, retail number for September came out really strong, but you know, the you know, who knows?
Yeah, and I think a lot of that too, Doug, is I think the alleged vaccine, you know, or some sort of therapy is really the final piece of the puzzle that we kind of need to get everything hitting back on all cylinders. I still think there's segments and areas that are going to drag along, you know, travel, leisure type of things are still hurting pretty bad, you know, when you look at some of the numbers coming through.
Well, when you do, you know, you're right, Mike, because if you look, like, you just take, for example, the movie theater business, right? Regal Theaters, you know, basically closed all their New Jersey-based theaters. And, you know, for a lot of listeners to the show here, there's Regal Theaters in, you know, striking distance. I know in the town that I live in, there's a Regal Theater. And, you know, now this big piece of real estate is going to be empty, you know. And I got a funny feeling that you're going to get, you know, some theater company that's going to make it and survive will sweep, you know, come in and pick that up. But that's just an example of, you know, what you're saying as far as like leisure and travel. Yeah, I think that there's still some time to go, even once we get, you know, a vaccine or proven therapies or that, for those to come back.
Yeah, another example of it, Doug, is I saw an airline, and I'm not going to get into the name or anything like that because we don't do that on the show, but I saw like their revenues were down 78% for the quarter.
Yeah.
And I just did some quick math in my head. I said, well, if you can put 200 people on a plane and you're down and you're only running 20%, that's 40 people flying.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have not flown since all this has happened. And to say that, to think you'd go to the airport and get on the plane and only have 40 people, strange.
Weird, right?
Yeah, that would be really strange.
dude, weirdest flight you were ever on in your life, definitely when we came home after 9/11, right?
I think we were less than 40 people on that flight.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. That was, you know, that was strange. And, you know, you sit and you look and you think about this stuff. And, you know, the airline industries and the travel industry, I'm starting to see, like, advertisements now. I don't know if you've picked up on this or not, but they're running ads now about how few incidents of COVID have actually taken place on airplanes.
Yeah, I heard that also. I didn't see that in an ad, but I've heard that like on a news channel or something saying that, you know, people are really with the airports and the airplane, and really the numbers are quite good.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to give this as an example. I don't know if it's appropriate, but I'll say it. It's like saying, like, when a Super Bowl stadium is guarded with so much security and people are worrying about an act of terrorism, well, that's probably the safest place to be. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so overdone. And it's the same thing with the airlines now, and they're checking you before you get on the plane, and they're, you know, fumigating the planes. And it's probably very well done, quite frankly.
And
you
to
know,
your point,
it's kind of crazy to say that.
It is crazy to say that. But to your point, on top of all of that, the few number of people in the plane, like, you're automatically, like, if there's 40 people on a plane, you're certainly socially distanced on the airplane.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you got airflow, which is the issue, right?
Yeah.
Issue two.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's certainly you have to do the right things and do the right protocol. But anyway, getting back to how I got onto airlines was I heard that the revenue was down that much, and I just did that math in my head. And I'm like, wow, that's like 40 people out of 200 are flying, and it's an incredible number. And that will come along when, again, you know, the vaccine or the therapies come along and you know, God willing, soon.
Yeah, but what remains to be seen, Mike, and it's not a prediction, it's just a conversation, is can these companies make it to that point in time? That's, you know, that's the, I don't know, the rub, the challenge, if you will.
Well, airlines are being propped up by government money. There's no doubt about it. And that's part of the question that's out there. There's other segments, other industries, like you just said, the movie theater.
Yeah.
You know, they're not being propped up. Should they be propped up? So you always get into the, where does this end? How much can the government do? And, you know, travel airlines have always fallen underneath that category that it's so essential.
Yeah.
And it's even a big part of national security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That it's almost like they have to. It's like banking, you know, the banking system. It's
sure.
There's certain industries, even though they're, you know, how would you say, not government owned, but they're the fabric of the country, and we couldn't exist without banks or airlines.
Well, yeah, and you know, also Mike, it was the you know, back in the financial crisis, is the auto industry,
yeah,
right? That could have easily have been wiped out, you know, like that. And so it's just, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, what's going on related to all that and everything. But you want to know? I want to change gears if you don't mind here for a minute, Mike, and I want to really talk about, you know, some stuff that I've been reading up on lately, and that is, Mike, the opportunity that's out there right now and a number of people who are refinancing their mortgages or purchasing new homes. The real estate market in our area is hot, man.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. That's one of the areas that's absolutely flourished. The mortgage industry, the refinancing, the new home buying has done very well. And that's exactly how we kind of started talking this whole conversation about, in the economy, there are areas that are really excelling. There's certain retail stores that are just absolutely crushing it, you know, and there's certain retailers that are absolutely almost dead. It's a crazy phenomena that's come out of this virus.
You know, Mike, let's just stick to the mortgage. Yeah. For a second here, you know what I never hear, and I was wondering about this, and maybe you have some insight on it, but maybe you don't, because like, I've been scouring, like, looking around, looking for stuff to read about it, because it came into my head. How come we're not hearing about the negative impact of these loans being refinanced? Because that's, and what I mean by that, where's the negative impact? The negative impact on the lender. So when you have a loan out there, the upfront acquisition costs are, you know, significant. And when you make a loan and you're expecting it to be on the books, now nobody expects mortgages to be on the books for 30 years. They just don't. They expect them to be on the books for about 10. But when these mortgages are flipping off the books, you know, a 4% mortgage that an institution was sitting on, that's 4 years into it, because 4 years ago 4% was a good, you know, interest rate, that's now coming off the books. That's got to have some sort of negative impact somewhere on the whole equation.
Yeah, and banks have had issues with this. They have. So not that to the point of like, oh, you know, they're going out of business or anything
right.
like that. But bank earnings have been impacted. Lower interest rates hurt banks.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Whether it be through the mortgage or, you know, the savings and the payouts. And so lower interest rates curb bank earnings, and they have.
Yeah, because, you know, when your mortgage gets sold, right, and there's a lot of people listening to the show right now who over time, I'm sure their mortgage has been sold, right? Went from one lender to another lender.
Yeah, explain being sold. And what Doug's saying is it's like saying when you did your mortgage, you were with the bank called Mike Bank.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, somewhere down the line, you get a letter in the mail and you started getting statements and it said Doug Bank.
Right.
That means that the Mike Bank sold your mortgage to the Doug Financial Institution.
And if I bought that mortgage from you, I had to pay somewhat of a premium for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
You're not going to sell it otherwise. I have to pay somewhat of a premium for that to purchase that based on, you know, the projections. And it's just interesting to me. Now, and listen, apparently it's not a very big problem because you don't hear a lot about it. And, I guess the people inside who structure this are, you know, they're professionals at that, and that's what they know what they're doing. But it's just things that I thought about and have been thinking about. And, you know, you and I are constantly looking for ways for us to advise our listeners and our clients about how to improve their situation or accomplish their objectives. And we know that debt payments are part of life, and paying as little for your debt as possible is something that we advocate. And there's a lot of people out there, Mike, that I think need to, you know, just make sure that your current mortgage situation is appropriate for you, and that, you know, maybe you should be looking at refinancing, but maybe you shouldn't. Now, that's the other side of the equation, is it's math. And it's not always the right thing to do to go and refinance your mortgage.
No. And so many times, Doug, you and I have been asked, should I refinance, even when they're first-time home buyer, different mortgages, 15-year versus the 30. And one of my biggest answers always starts with, it's a pencil to paper scenario.
Right.
And what I mean by that is we got to sit down, we got to write the numbers down and just do it out and see what makes most sense. So it's not certainly a blanket answer, as most things in a financial world are not.
Good
point. Okay. It's never just a blanket, oh, go do this or oh, go invest in that or go pay this tax. It's when it comes to mortgages, it's really a number crunch, if you will.
Yeah. And where people, I think, make a common mistake, Mike, is they just look at the monthly payment amount. Okay. Oh, I can reduce my monthly payment amount. Well, tell me why you're trying to reduce your monthly payment amount, because you could reduce your monthly payment amount, but increase your long-term costs.
Right. Right. But conversely, though, I do have to say sometimes cash flow.
Well, that's why I say, tell me why you want to reduce your monthly payment.
Could be that, hey, Doug, you know, we're mortgage, my wife and I, and my wife just lost her job.
Sure.
And I need to, that extra X hundred a month I can save on cash flow with a cheaper payment suits me for this period of time. So it could be that reason. But you are right, though. You do have to check it out. It goes way beyond just a cheaper payment every
month. And when I said that to somebody, you know, I said, don't forget, you did take your payment down, but you made your cost more. And they said, well, what are you talking about? So I had to explain to them, yes, you're refinancing your mortgage, your payment's going down $400, but you now picked up a 30-year obligation.
Yeah.
So when you add up all your payments, you're adding a cost. And they're like, oh my goodness, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to talk about in this segment?
No, I think that's about it, Doug. I mean, just again, you know, as you started out, the year's just, you know, we're really coming to a quick close here. It's going to be year end before you know it. And, the markets have been doing what the markets have been doing.
Yeah. All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're investing some of your time here with us this weekend. And, you know, Mike, we do this in October. We have this conversation in January. We have this conversation in April. We have this conversation in July. And we have it again in October. What conversation is it that we're about to have, Mike? Come on, man. Your quarterly statements have come through the door.
Yeah, you know, for me, I was thinking tax estimates, something. A lot of things happen.
Leave it to the guy that's got the accounting background. Don't worry about taxes.
And I didn't think we were going to talk about that, but you're right. It's the quarterly estimate, not the quarterly estimate.
There you go again.
Quarterly statement.
There you go again.
I can't believe I just made that mistake. But it's quarterly statement time.
Yeah. So, and the reason that it's quarterly statement time is so important is because that's when everybody gets their statements. All right. You may not get your statements on a monthly basis, but everybody gets a statement of their accounts on a quarterly basis, right? You know, if you have investment-related accounts. If you don't have investment-related, if they're just fixed interest, sometimes you only get them annually, right?
Correct.
But your quarterly statements have come through the mail, right? Or electronically, however you get them delivered to you. And, folks, you know recently Mike and I have been big on the topic of making sure that you're checking for your financial blind spots in your life. And I know a lot of times it's, yeah, okay, Doug and Mike, you know, you spoke about it and, you know, what have you. But it's timely when you get that mail, that piece of mail in with your quarterly statement. And again, for us to, you know, remind you about the things that you should be looking at on a quarterly basis related to your financial life. So why don't we just talk about that a little bit, Mike, and take it from there and see where we end up.
Yeah, well, you know, Doug, but you know, one of the things is like, okay, so the quarterly statements come home and we're talking about financial blind spots, but for the listener, they got to know where the blind spots are, if that makes sense. But how do you know if they're blind spots?
Well,
right? So you see the dynamic there that I just threw at you is, so, okay, Help me along, Doug. Okay, so my statements come home. Now what?
Well, I think that that's a very, right then and there, could be a very big blind spot for people.
Okay.
And they don't know what that statement means.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Can't we start with that right out of the gate? How many times, Mike, have people come in, brought their statements with us, to us, I should say, and we say, okay, let's take a couple of minutes and go over these things. And they say to us, I have no idea how to read that thing. That's a big one out of the gate. And yeah. You know as well as I do, I could bet you a dollar right now, there are people listening to the show right now, laughing, smiling, shaking their head, yes, saying, that's me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then there's also the statement reader, if we're going to stick to that, that their idea of a good statement is, do I have more money than the last time I got a statement?
Yeah, well, why could that be problematic, Mike?
Well, it could be problematic if there's deposits made to the account.
Right.
And often we will see that happen in the 401k, 403b retirement world, okay, where people are putting money away out of their paychecks. They will say, okay, I had a make-believe $100,000, and oh, I got my statement. I'm up to $103,000.
Right.
Well, they might have put $5,000 away that quarter and lost $2,000 in the market.
Right.
And it looks like, okay, I did well. I went from 100 to 103. Everything moved forward. Not so.
Not so at all. And folks, common occurrence. And you know, a lot of you right now may be saying to yourself, oh, I never thought about that. Because so many people that we come across and we meet with and when we explain this to them, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I didn't think about that. You're right. The account value is higher than it was in the last statement. I look at this, you know, beginning of the period, end of the period, but they skipped that middle section there where it might say contributions, investment gains or losses, right? They may just because typically one of the things, honestly, Mike, I know you want to say something that bothers me about quarterly statements is often the beginning number and the ending number are in a more bold font.
Yeah.
Than the other ones are.
Yes. And the other way too is the other way of looking at it too is if the statement goes down, people fail to realize withdrawals. They fail to realize or remember that they might have taken a one-time withdrawal out of an account. Sometimes they're getting paid out systematically and they'll say, oh, my account went down. It's no, because you're taking out $1,000 or $1,500 a month, and that's why your statement is down for the quarter.
Yeah, you know, and you know, so we're in the fourth quarter. We're not coming into the fourth quarter. We're in the fourth quarter of 2020 here, right? And, you know, it's certainly, you could certainly carry the year of 2020 as a continued on excuse if you'd like to. You know, going on, you know, just this year's just been terrible. I'm just going to coast it out and let's hope that, you know, 2021 is better. I suppose you could take that approach if you'd like to. We don't necessarily recommend that you do that. Because coming into the year end here, there could be some things that you may want to very well take advantage of tax-wise, investment-wise, savings-wise, that once the clock or the calendar turns the page, you can't do it anymore. So that's just one reason why you might want to, you know, take a look and see what's going on. The other reason is, yeah, there's a presidential election going on right now. And are you working with somebody who's aware enough to be paying attention to what's going on in the markets so that if one way or another way the results of the presidential election has a positive or negative impact on the market, that somebody can talk to you and reason with you and let you know why it's going either way and whether or not you should be doing something about it?
Correct. And, you know, Doug, these are things that have to be asked. And again, you know, as we're winding down the year here, there is really much work to be done. And it shouldn't be treated like, to reiterate, it shouldn't be treated like any other year because it is 2020. And yes, we have endured so much and I'm not making light of it, you know, especially for the people that have lost people. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So I'm certainly not making light of it. But there is work to be done from the financial end that, I guess you have to just basically keep your eye on the ball or try to get your eye on the ball because I think a lot of people have been distracted this year.
Yeah, and on top of it, it's intimidating. We know that, yeah. Right, for a lot of people. So that's why, you know, folks, Mike and I, a wealth management group here, we have an actual process that we walk our people through. And it's really, it really is a process, Mike, that I think we've done a really good job of making this a simple venture, a simple thing for an undertaking for people. And by usually investing around an hour of time with us in one of our, you know, informational meetings where we'll sit down and gather information from you, you could, in many cases, leave that meeting with a strategy or a solution to help you accomplish a goal and objective that you didn't have before you came in. And what did you really do? You invested an hour of your time. So I really think that, you know, the process that we have in place to enable us to, in many circumstances, do that for people is something that is worthy of the attention of the listeners out there.
I think so too, Doug.
You know?
That certainly makes sense.
Now, and I think that it's important for people to understand as well is that we have taken steps to accommodate the listeners of our radio show, as well as, you know, other people. And when I say that is that we've got offices in locations that are centrally centrally placed, if you will, for the bulk of the radio show listening audiences, right? We've got an office in Parsippany. We have one in Martinsville. We've got one in Clark, New Jersey, right off of the parkway. It couldn't be any easier to get to that. Our office in Toms River is right off of right off the parkway there. Yeah. Couldn't be any easier to get to. The Manasquan meeting facility is right there as well. So we've the Parsippany office is located off of right by 46 and 280, right? Yeah, 287, right? In there. Martinsville is right off of 287-22. So we've strategically located all these offices to be as convenient as possible for the listeners out there.
Yeah, they're all strategically located and easily accessible. And then, Doug, you know, as you always like to say, we're old-fashioned. We're still doing house calls,
sure,
office calls to businesses, whatever it may take. So whatever it takes, we can.
Yeah, and not only do we can, but, like, that's our model. It's been our model. It's been the way that we've done business for so long. We try to make it easy to do business with us. And the other thing that we really, you know, we emphasize a lot is that we like to take it a step-by-step approach for you. So we don't want you to come in and we're not going to give you 15 different items that we have to take, you know, address, because what's going to happen if we do that? You're going to leave.
Sure.
Come in. Let's talk. Let's do the first thing first. The second thing, second. God, you're grinning. What are you
doing? I'm just laughing because, Doug, our process is easy. The meeting up is easy. The aware of it's easy. Us walking you through the process is easy. We've been doing this for a long time, right? We know the process. We have it down. We know what the listener needs to make it as easy as possible for them. But it gets back to what you and I have been saying for about 20 years now on this show. The toughest part is the listener taking the first step. Because
yeah,
without that, nothing else happens.
Yeah.
And that's always been, you know, when you and I sit and we say, okay, how are we able to help people? What, you know, offices, location, meetings, you know, whatever process. We've worked that all out.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. And folks, so I want to remind you that if you're listening to the show and you'd like to have a complimentary consultation, there's no cost or obligation to do it with us. Pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Give us a buzz. Hey, guys, can I talk to you? Can we get together? I mean, I got an hour. Mike's got an hour. You probably have an hour. Let's see if we can do something productive for your financial life. Let's take 60 minutes and see if we can pull it off.
Yeah. And also, too, Doug, to reiterate, we are down to the, you know, final 2.5 months of the year. And,
right,
and although your financial life is, you know, continues come January 1st, but there are rules and laws that do apply for the year.
Sure.
And this is always a great time of year to kind of do it before the 31st comes, and it's also a great time to do it before the holidays come.
100%.
There's no hiding about that.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
Wouldn't you agree if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad you're investing some time here with us. And, you know, Mike, as we're moving along here and we're, you know, we're going through the show here this week, and you know, lots of things popping in my mind and, you know, lots of different areas or topics that I think that we could, you know, we could talk about here. But why don't we take some time here and do the old, you know, what have you been talking to people about lately, you know, kind of thing, if there's anything of significance, you know, that you want to talk about, you know, here in this segment here. Take it from there.
Yeah, well, you know, Doug, because of the time of year it is I've spoken with a few people that are kind of wrapping up their careers and getting ready to retire and just kind of getting everything in place, ready to roll for right after December 31st. And a lot will change, obviously, when you retire. You know, various incomes need to be started up, if you will. Everything sometimes from Social Security and people doing what they need to do with that to sometimes investments that need to be, you know, started up and different things. And the one thing that's really that makes people curious about a lot of things is their taxable situation going forward, right? And a lot of times they're asking me, this is where I'm kind of leading to it. This is, I've been asked and I received a call earlier today, hey, on withdrawals, you know, what are you thinking? You know, like waiting till January because income's going to go down, or you know, do we need to do something now? So, what pocket of money should we kind of attack first? So, a lot of those, you know, nothing per se specific to say to you right now, but just questions that kind of come up that people are not kind of clumsy, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I doing here next?
You know, Mike. That's a good segue to what I wanted to talk to the people about a little bit here, because I too had conversations during the week with people about you know, getting ready for retirement and you know, you know, is it 6 months from now? Is it 3 months from now? Is it January 1st? Is it, you know, is it the end of the first quarter of 2021? And during the week, I also watched a webinar put on by one of the investment companies that that we do business with. And you know what they were talking about, Mike, is that, and we've seen a similar presentations to this in the past, is that, you know, when, and they use mountain climbing as the metaphor, I guess, if you will, for the whole circumstance and the whole thing, is that, you know, when climbing the mountain or whatever mountain it is, and they would talk about Mount Everest or whatever, you know, mountain, is that, you know, most of the accidents occur on the way down the mountain. It's not on the ascend up the mountain. It's when you get to that peak and then you've reached the peak. And so they say that people start to make mistakes because they get careless on the way down because they've already reached the pinnacle, right? You got to the top. Now, okay, now it's just on the way down. And they were equating that to retirement income planning. And it really is so true. And how many times have we seen it, Mike, is that people, you know, during the course of their lifetime and their working lifetime will accumulate a significant amount of money. But then the mistakes that, you know, when they're no longer working and now that money is supposed to supply them with an income stream, the mistakes that we see that get made that on the way back down on the deaccumulation side of it are sometimes very, very costly and painful for people.
Well, you know, Doug, the biggest thing, and I know you'll always talk about this a lot on the show, is your financial world, there's always periods of transition going on. And habits have to change during a different financial phases, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. And like how I kind of started out is that, okay, I'm working and sometimes there's two incomes coming in and, you know, investments and all that type of stuff. And you're in this whole different mode. And then here we are, we're going to switch to I'm done working and it's going to be maybe be Social Security or be a pension or be investments coming through the door. And yeah, it's a swap of income. I get it, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to retire. But what accounts you take it from, taxation, investment circumstances, these are the new questions that have to be answered. Because like you said, you can make some real costly mistakes without realizing it. You know,
Mike, where a lot of people forget, and one of the things, one of the good values that I think that we bring to the equation is we discuss income taxes with people. Now, we're not CPAs, and we always recommend that we get your CPA, your tax advisor into the mix in the conversation if we need to. But we talk about income taxation of assets. And, you know, with the mistakes that can be made are, they may be seemingly innocuous to people at periods of time, but when you add them up, they really become problematic. And, you know, the biggest mistake, one of the biggest mistakes that we see over time is that people are often apt to take money out of their largest account, yeah. Right? That's just the way it is. Yeah. If you've got money in your bank, and let's just make up a number, Mike. Let's say you got 100 grand sitting in the bank. But you got a 401k or an IRA or something, you know, from an old employer or something of that nature that's got $600,000 in it. And you need income.
Yeah.
Well, most people right away will just turn around and they'll say, well, send it out of the, you know, the account that's got the $600,000 in it.
Yeah.
We say, well, why don't we blend it? Like, you know, why are we going to blend it? I don't want to take it out of that other account. It's, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's, we're going to whittle that one down a little bit. We're like, well, tax wise, it might make sense to blend it. You got to think about these things.
Yeah. And the answer there, though, is the reason why people fail to realize that. And it kind of drives me nuts is that they'll go and file their tax return. And on the money they took out of the taxable account, they had money withheld, mm-hmm. which they should. Well done. And they'll say, OK, yeah, I got a refund or I didn't, you know, at the end of the year. And they'll say, I'm fine with taxes. No, your tax is the taxable number, not what you're getting or what you owe. That's a function of how you paid.
Right.
Okay. And so sometimes it'll go right past them and they'll say, well, no, I'm fine. I'm taking money out of this account. And maybe they're being unnecessarily taxed or creating more tax. Or maybe that tax triggered something into getting their Social Security at a higher tax rate. Mm-hmm. So there's things that are kind of like phantom, if you will. They're out there, and unless you're really targeting or looking for them, it could be a real problem.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't know it. That's my point.
That's the thing, right? So this is one of the phases where people need to start having their retirement set up for income needs rather than asset need.
Mm.
All right? So because at the end of the day, listen, if you go and you look, there's the reports tell us that it's single digits of percentages of people out there who have pension incomes now, right? It's maybe 4% mm-hmm. or 5% or 6% of the companies out there, or employers out there, offer pensions. And of those, I'll bet you the majority are government or public positions, right?
Yeah, I was going to say government jobs, basically.
So, but when you go back and you look, and, you know, we can tell you firsthand that the people who have a significant amount of guaranteed income from pensions and Social Security have a retirement that is less stressful in many circumstances than people who don't have that. Even if, Mike, even if the other people have significantly more assets. Agreed?
Yeah.
I mean, you can see we'll see people who have accumulated hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars inside of a 401k, right? And they may institute, and say to themselves, okay, if I take X percentage off this for the rest of my life, I should be fine. But they're always worrying about whether or not they will be fine.
Yeah.
Right? Versus the person who has less money saved but has that pension coming through the door and the Social Security coming through the door, who knows that, well, as long as my heart is still beating and I'm still moving along here, these checks are going to come through the door.
Right.
It's a very, very different dynamic. The person with the guaranteed stability of income from those spots tends to have less stress related to finances than somebody that doesn't have that inside of their situation, because regardless, when you don't have those coming through the door, you're always going to be worried about whether or not you're going to make it.
Could say that's probably the number one concern of retirement.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the number one concern, I think, Mike, that gets expressed to us when people come and sit down.
Am I going to outlive my money?
Right. Am I going to make it? Plain and simple. And if the answer is yes, great. And the answer is no, or I don't know, or even worse off, maybe. That makes it a difficult circumstance.
It sure does.
To go through. And listen, it's funny. Ava was asking me the other day. Ava was learning something about what was going on in history in the late 1800s. And Ava said to me, hey, Dad, how long did people live in the late 1800s? I didn't know the answer off my top of my head, but I said, I bet if you lived to 50 then, you lived, a pretty long life. So she did her research and went and looked, and life expectancy at that period of time was about 47 years.
Wow.
All right? So when you look at that, and then you just look at to where life expectancy is now versus then, and where it's trending. But Mike, there's another part, whether people are going to like what I have to say or not like what I have to say, isn't the issue here. It's just the reality. Is that most people who are going to worry about financial planning means they have money. And that segment of society, people who have means, their life expectancy is even longer in today's day and age, right? So they have an even longer time horizon to be concerned about with how long that they're going to live. So that means that a lot of people who are listening to the show right now who have some, funds, it's just the way that it is. You just look at the life expectancies. You've got to have a longer period of time that you need to pay attention to.
Well, and you know what, too, Doug? And I'm staying on track, but I'm getting off track here a little bit. That's why, and I know you've been a proponent of it, and I have too. is our government needs to change retirement laws and make your contributions that you're allowed to contribute more to your retirement plans, whether it's IRAs, 401ks, you know, you name it. Well said, right? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, if you're doing an IRA and you're putting away $6,000, you know, let's face it, you can only accumulate so much money even with growth.
Right.
You know, and now if your retirement's going to go from age 65 and most people were dying by 75, 76 years old, easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you and I know and our clients, we have clients that have hit 100. We have clients, many in the 90s, yep, many in the late 80s. You know what I'm saying? So thank goodness everybody's living longer. And I guess what I'm saying is now I'm going back and saying how that money is managed and handled means more now than ever.
Correct.
Under the retirement scenario. And so you better be doing the right thing and getting the biggest bang for your buck or getting not wasting money on frivolous, unknown taxes that you don't even realize are happening to or things that eat away at you. Inflation, another silent killer, right?
Yeah.
Or we're going to need some help here from our government along the way and get some of the retirement laws rewritten and let people stuff away a heck of a lot more money.
Listen.
That's how I see it, right? I mean, it's...
No doubt. We've spoken about this for years, like personally in conversations, yeah, on the radio show as well. I don't understand for the life of me, and I've never gotten a good explanation from this, why, if I am over 50 years old and my employer has a 401k, are my allowed to contribute some $23,000 or whatever the number is right now, yeah, to a 401k plan? But if you, Mike Bonaccorso, mm-hmm, are not fortunate enough to work for an employer that has a 401k, you can put away, what's the number, 7?
If, yeah, over 50, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So just because my employer offers a 401k, yeah, gives me the right to save some, I don't know, $15,000 more a year than you for my retirement? In what world, in what universe is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, hey, listen, and that all fits into, I get it, you know, tax laws need to be overhauled. That's been a talk forever. So, you know, we'll see. But anyway, in the meantime, you can only do what you can control, and what you can't control is making sure that your retirement money, how it's created and how it's being handled from an investment side, a tax side, an income side, a cash flow side, really needs to be done properly.
And you know, Mike, I really am starting to believe now, too, that experience is such a valuable currency in today's day and age. This is not a time right now for, you know, for somebody that's not experienced to try to do this, you know, on their own. It really is, you know, experience is such a good currency right now. And this is really, you know, something that I guess I'm tooting our horn with our experience that we have here. We're the right, in my point that I'm trying to make is that we're the right place to take a look for guidance right now. Not that we have every single answer, but we've been through a heck of a lot, and I think that we have some really good solutions.
And, you know, Doug, I just want to say this, and for the year 2020 that we've gone through, and everything from a health standpoint to even a economic standpoint, job-wise, I'm talking about, and like you said, movie theaters and airlines and all that, thank goodness the market bounced back.
Yeah.
Okay, because I, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking a lot of people out there really dodged the bullet that weren't doing the right thing. And it just kind of, and with the whole health thing and the shutdown and the whole deal kind of kept people's mind off the traditional when the market crashes, mm-hmm, if you will. Mm-hmm. And the rebound was so quick, okay, it made it all painless. Because if you would have had that thrown into the mix right now, let's say if the market was still down 30-40% and not moving,
yeah,
this could have been a real fiasco, yeah, of a year.
Agreed.
On top of everything else we're dealing with.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And you could probably make a case why the market shouldn't be at the level that it's at right now.
And I think, I guess what we're alluding to is if you're out there and just kind of, you know, it's like they say, whistling past the graveyard, you need to do something.
Yeah, 100%. All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern-day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
All right, folks, welcome back and hope you're enjoying the show here. And Mike, I think that so far this week we've had pretty frank conversation with the listeners out here today. And, you know, just our approach has always been a very practical and a pragmatic, you know, approach. And what we really want to make sure that we're emphasizing to the listeners out here is that, number one, first and foremost, is that they've got a place to turn to in you and I to help them guide them in the right direction, and to let us try to, you know, what I think what people need right now are they need leaders, you know, in certain areas to make sure that they're, you know, attempting to do the right things and getting good, you know, sound advice. And I think that we bring that, you know, to the table. And then on top of that is just, you know, the basic wisdom and experience that comes along from being, you know, in this industry for such a long period of time.
Yes to all the above, what you just said. I agree with you. And you know what, Doug, you know, and again, we're about always trying to take the prudent steps, you know what I'm saying, and do the right thing. And it's, you know, we used to always say, you know, you build it brick by brick,
yep.
You know, one, you know, kind of one block at a time type of approach. And you and I have never believed or in the get rich quick schemes.
No.
And we get it. We understand. And the one thing I've always acknowledged and I'm always very been thankful for is I know our clients have worked very hard
to get where they were.
I don't think you and I have ever lost sight of that, that when they come in and they sit down, and it doesn't mean there's a benchmark of money to say, oh, well, I have $1 million, so that means I worked extra harder than this person did. No, we get it. You know, you've worked very hard for what you've done. Everybody's lives have been different. Everybody's lifestyles have been different. We've had people that come in and say, hey, you know what, Mike, this is what I have, but I just paid for 4 children's educations.
Yeah.
Every dime. We felt it was that important. Well, that's a form of being rich in my eyes.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay. So everybody's path is different. And the one thing I've never lost sight of is that, and I know you haven't either when I say I, is that how hard people have worked to get to where they are.
Well, Mike, you know, we both have used this analogy to people who have come into the office. And, you know, you'll have somebody come into the office and they'll have $500,000 saved up, right? And they'll say, nah, I know it's not very much. I know that you deal with a lot of rich people. And we're like, hold on a second. $500,000 is a lot of money. Okay. Let's just be honest and upfront with each other right now.
Yeah.
If I had $500,000 in my pocket and I walked outside and I lost it, I am going to be the most miserable person on the planet. If you found it, you may be the happiest person on the planet right now. So let's get something straight. Not only that, we also understand that that, in a way, represents your lifetime of hard work.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I know there are times when people listening to the show, and we've said this a million times, you went to work when you didn't feel good because you had to. You might have missed one of your kids' baseball games, softball games, all that because work demanded it from you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, no, there was a lot of sacrifice that went into that. And if you're going to give us the honor to work with you, we're going to take that and we're going to treat you, you know, and that money
and
with that level of respect.
And you know what I find, Doug? When I've given those examples or you've given those examples, people relate to that more than they saying, like, if people are making a bad financial decision or doing something wrong or, again, getting eroded by taxes, you know, something's whatever, and we'll say, hey, it's these dollars. You can't do it like this or stop doing it that way. At the end of the day, it's dollars. It's like phantom dollars. It's a number. But when you relate it to, well, you know what? If you're going to keep doing that, you know, you could have retired 2 years ago because what you're really doing was you're working for your partner, the government, the federal government, and what you're doing here. Then it kind of relates, or when you went to work, when you weren't feeling good, or like you said, you missed the kid's softball game or what have you. So people relate to that, you know, and I guess I don't know how I even got on this, what we're talking about. It's just, you know, I don't think we've ever seen that. And I think I just want to say to folks, you've worked extremely hard. Do the right thing. You and I understand. We try to put a process in for people and try to get them to take a brick by brick prudent approach to their finances.
Yeah. And I think that we're simplifiers, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
We're financial simplifiers.
Yeah.
So if you're a little overwhelmed or taken back by it, I think one of the things we do very well is simplify people's financial lives for them. Agreed?
Again, it's part of our process, and I think we understand that.
Folks, don't forget, you're always welcome to have a complimentary consultation with us. We're here for you. We come out here week after week and, you know, do this show so that we can educate you and motivate you to get you going in the right direction. And, you know, we want you to take advantage of the opportunities to meet with us. So please don't ever hesitate to pick up the phone and give us a call. We're here for you. We'll be back again next week. Until then, do us a big favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.